Well, hi there, mister. Or, I mean, doctor. Here we are again. Just you and me. What should we do today? I knew it. Always the same thing. You just want to sit here and listen to me tell you what a slut I've been. Isn't that right? I know you do. You loved listening to me tell you all about what a little whore I am, don't you? I know, it's your job. You're here to listen and to help me, right? But I feel like all you've really done so far is just listen. And I've noticed how much you enjoy listening, trust me. I've been watching you, Doc. Don't think I haven't noticed that bulge in your pants every time I've told you my little stories. I know you loved me sitting here and telling you what a slut I've been. I saw how interested you were when I told you about that first blowjob, how I lost my innocence and realized that I was fascinated with cock and with cum. Don't think I didn't notice the look on your face when I said that I wanted to be covered in cum. Or the look on your face when I told you about him fucking me in the bathroom. But it wasn't your face I was looking at when I told you about my first time with another man. I was watching the outline of your cock straining against your pants. Our last time, when I told you about letting a room full of strange men fuck me, I could tell that it was all you could do to resist every time I told you that you could do whatever you wanted with me. But you just kept resisting, no matter how hard I tried. Such a professional. Well, that's not how it's going to be today, Doc. You've got to give a little to get a little, you know? Oh, don't play dumb with me, sir. You know what I want. I've been telling you since our very first meeting, after all. I want to get fucked. Is that really so much to ask for? All you have to do is help me out of all of this and take me however you please. And I'll tell you all about what a naughty little girl I am, Doc. It's the only way you're gonna hear the end of my story. The only way you're gonna get to know why I'm here. Why we're even talking. You want to know. You need to know, I can tell. So come on. Forget everything else, just take me. Just this once. Let me make this easier for you. It doesn't have to start off with you doing anything at all. Just stay there, at your desk chair. You don't have to do anything. Just sit back, relax. Let me do everything. Would you like that? If I dropped to my knees right here, like this, and just crawled across the room to you, sir. I knew you would. Look, I'm not even going to use my hands, okay? Let me just grab your zipper in my teeth like this. And it's been so long, you don't understand. I need this. And I think you do too. Look how hard you are already. keep my end of the bargain too. I know you love hearing about my little adventures. So I want to tell you all about them. One thing that's really important, you know, is that even though I had all these random little fun encounters, I really did care for my boyfriend. I came home to him every night and made sure I took good care of him. Kind of like I'm taking care of you right now, sir. I would lick and suck his cock every night, just like this. His cock wasn't as nice as yours is, though. I could do this all day for you, doctor. Whenever you'd like. Where was I? Right. So despite all that, I felt a connection with him, you know? And with him, I taught myself all the fun ways that I could lick and suck and gag myself. All the fun places to flick with the tip of my tongue. Just like this. But you want more, don't you, Doc? I know I have a pretty little mouth, but aren't there more exciting things you'd like to do? You're going to have to, you know, if you want to hear the rest of my story. Yeah. I knew you wanted this. God, I'm so glad you feel that way, Doc. I've been wanting to fuck you since our very first visit, and you just sat there and had to be all professional. But I knew you wanted this. Just not as badly as I did. Until now. But don't you worry about a single thing, Doc. I'm going to make every second of this worthwhile. If you could just help me with this. Right here. Oh. That's much better. Now fuck me, mister. Right here on your desk, so I can tell you about what a naughty girl I've been. Oh, yes, God. I fucking needed this. Oh. fucking me, and I'll tell you everything you want to know. People always talk about Dom or Sub, and I hate that question. It's all wrong, Doc. I do whatever men want me to, but not because I am submissive. I do it because it feels so fucking good. I am a pleasure seeker. And like I said, I really did care about my boyfriend. I wanted him to feel good in the same ways that I felt. Just like I want you to feel good. I've come to care about you in my own strange way during these sessions, Doc. That's why I need you. To keep fucking me, Doc. I love it. And I know you love it, and that makes it so much fucking better. So don't you fucking stop. Use my fucking pussy however you want to. Fuck. Right. The story. I'll keep going as long as you keep going. So my boyfriend. I wanted him to feel good. I wanted to constantly surprise him to make him feel as good as... as good as I had felt. And that's why... one night, I convinced him to let me cuff him to the bed. And once I had him all secure, I climbed up onto him and ran my tongue along his jawline and my fingers down his body. It was thrilling. I wanted him to feel good, but it felt amazing for me to be on top of him. To decide everything that was about to happen. I undid his belt, Doc. And I climbed onto him and I fucked him really slow at first, putting my hands on his shirt, feeling his chest underneath. Oh, but that's not what I really wanted. I wanted him to feel as lost in the sensations as I knew he could be. That's why I had a knife hidden behind me, and I ran it up over his torso ever so slowly, letting him feel the tip of the blade drag along his skin as I cut through his t-shirt, rocking back and forth on him, so deep with my pussy, the whole time. The power and the feelings and the lust, they overcame me, Doc. Oh, and it felt so fucking good. And when he flinched, I cut him the tiniest bit, and I think he liked it. I know he did. That drop of blood oozing out of his skin was one of the sexiest things I think I had ever seen. I was fixated on it, entranced by it, and I reached out my hand and smeared it across his chest, and I could have come right then, just raiding him with a streak of blood. Don't stop writing me, Doc. You can't stop now, I'll tell. I'll tell everyone how you violated your doctor-patient relationship. I'll tell them you took advantage of me. Keep fucking me. Yes, fuck. Doc. It was amazing. But I craved more. I needed more. So I scratched him with the tip of the blade again. And again. Don't slow down. Don't you dare fucking stop. I watched the blood well out of those little scratches so slowly, and I was so caught up in the sexiness of it all that I didn't realize my cuts were getting deeper and deeper. My desire to be covered in that hot red blood getting stronger and stronger. Until it was too late. I slit his throat. And I kept riding that beautiful cock as his blood sprayed out at me in time with his heartbeat, covering us in that beautiful, sexy, fucking liquid life. And I came harder than I ever had. And that's why I'm here, Doc. That's why they've locked me away in this psych ward, because you knew, right? You read my file, and you knew, and you wanted me anyway. Wanted me so bad that you helped me out of this straitjacket. Finally, after all these little visits, and I wanted you to. I knew from the moment I saw you that I had to have you. And to feel you inside of me. And I needed you to come for me. I need you to come in my little pussy. Fill me up, Doc. Fill me with your cum. Make me a good girl. Let me be a perfect little whore for you. Just like that. Fuck. Fill me with your cum and make me a good girl. Let me be a perfect little whore for you. Just like that. Fuck. Yes. Come inside me, doctor. Bleed for me. Feel that pen in your throat. Feel the life drain away while you use me. Fill my pussy with your cum while you cover me in your fucking blood. I love it. I love it. I fucking need it. Yes. shouldn't keep pointy objects on your desk, Doc. You never know what could happen around all these dangerous criminals in here. Who knows who could be trying to hurt you?